But everyone agree in the ultimate sense.
No, if we don't add that, people get misunderstandings.
But if it's in a Dharma context, yeah. We're talking about Dharma, yeah, so it's always...
But in this here, no misunderstanding, but when we talk to other people, I mean...
But I think if it's a Dharma discussion anywhere, Dharmas are always in an ultimate sense.
I don't know, maybe to remind people.
About Dharmas, that mm-hmm. in the ultimate sense that there are only Dharmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When writing in a book, we have to be careful what we write. There are many readers, and try to use a language that they understand.
I would agree if you simply come out and say there's no Nina Ludwig without any explanation.
I think that you are crazy.
The blank look tells me often.
And when it's not your mother tongue, you see, that it's very difficult to speak correctly, nicely, kindly.
Yeah.
It's the matter
the
of
language
speech.
Is important. Yeah.
Even in my mother tongue, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm. I find that too.
You can speak better in Thai, much better in Thai, but not in English.
The trouble is people always looking for loopholes. If you say, well, there's no Nina or Ludwig in an ultimate sense, and they say, oh, well, there is really in another sense, because they don't understand what ultimate sense means either. So I think it always comes back to the understanding.
And I think that might come back to what you were saying of the compassion, having metta for a person. So this is where the confusion gets. When you're explaining that to someone, then they wouldn't understand, well, why would you bother then if there's nothing, if there's nobody there?
That
loop again. So we have to be careful.
On the other hand, you could say, why does he bother
to
teach me if he believes that there's no
nobody
self?
Here anyways?
Because he has compassion.
That's right. Yeah.
And what about when one knows that being is here or there? Can that condition metta always, or mana, or attachment instead of metta? Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, it doesn't mean that one lacks metta because one doesn't think that that is a being. But even that is being right here or there, do we have metta? Mm. But when there is more understanding that what we take for beings are always the same, no matter the ant, the elephant, being, deva, we can have compassion because of not understanding realities. So there is more and more attachment, aversion, and all akusala. But the more one knows the truth, one can share same feeling for everyone. They want to have just pleasant feeling. So I think that by understanding more and more, better and better, metta grows. But when there is the idea of someone, it doesn't mean that it's a guarantee for metta to arise.
I have another, for me at least, again with my limited understanding, that I would almost call a breaking point. I know it's almost impossible to explain. It is nibbana. I find it hard to understand, to accept that in nibbana there is nothing after that, nothing, absolutely nothing. When the arahat passes away, there is absolutely nothing left. It's gone, finished, everything. That I find difficult to understand. It almost comes down to me, to a sort of nihilism. I know it is not the case, but I cannot grasp it. Perhaps with further study and further developing of understanding I will, but maybe you would wish to say something about it.
So you think that there is still Buddha somewhere?
Maybe yes.
So it's not the great Panya which can understand that as long as there is seeing and life and death, it's still dukkha. If there is no life at all, there is no feeling such as pleasant or unpleasant, so the end of all suffering. Yeah. If there is birth, it's not the end yet.
And the meaning of dukkha, really, if we know that all conditioned realities are dukkha and pointless, then parinibbana is a release from all this pointless.
Yes.
But what about the impermanence of every moment? Every moment is impermanent. It doesn't stay, it doesn't come back.
No, that is true.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So we don't have a problem with every moment not coming back. So at the end of Paranibbana, it doesn't come back either.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I begin to appreciate a little bit more what you said earlier about how it's by beginning to understand dharmas now one gets a little closer to understanding the third noble truth about nirvana, because if there isn't a beginning of understanding about seeing an invisible object or what's appearing now, one actually could never understand what nirvana is or what parinirvana is. Because without understanding dharmas appearing now, there can never be the understanding of the nature of dukkha or the impermanence of realities are, or what is the purpose of moving away from conditioned dharmas.
But we don't even know what the conditioned is, let alone what's the unconditioned. That's incomprehensible to me.
So there has to be the understanding of the conditioned first.
So it's not annihilation. Because they say a negative. It's a wrong view, annihilation.
Yeah.
Coming back to Anne's earlier comments or questions about intention and effort and coming here, actually these points people bring up a lot on our discussion list, the same thing. And when they read your perfections, when they read expressions like we should make an effort to understand and effort should be developed and apply ourselves, then it sounds contradictory to
with
them.
Understanding that all dharmas are not self.
So this is why with understanding that dharmas are not self, anatta has to be emphasized so much, because otherwise they read something like this, we should do this and it should be happened and apply ourselves. And it's all understood with an idea of self-doing or directing. So that's why, in a way, I think that anatta cannot be stressed enough.
It depends on the listener and reader. When they have read it with the wrong understanding, they get the wrong conclusion.
Exactly. And they think it sounds contradictory.
Yeah.
And when we read about the four functions of right effort, which develop with the path, with moments of satipatthana, we talk about the four functions developing together, but in the text it always mentions the abandoning of akusala that's already arisen and preventing akusala that hasn't arisen, the two akusala ones before the two kusala. Is there any reason why the akusala ones are mentioned first in the four functions?
I think that usually there's always akusala.
Yes, so preventing a kusala that's not arisen or abandoning the kusala that's arisen is more common.
This so the kusala can.
So that the kusala can arise, yes. And the same in expressions like avoid evil, do good, the same thing, because the kusala is more common. So.
Because the akusala is more common?
Yes, it's always akusala.
Yeah.
So it's by understanding the akusala, which is so common, that kusala can develop. That's why it's mentioned first.
It's rather frightening to think just how much a kusala does arise in a day.
Even now.
Mm.
To me?
To me, yes, always to me.
There's a lot of me.
And don't you believe that it's only you? It's me,
most of
me,
the time, me. Yeah, most of the time. One of the tapes, I think it was the last one you gave me, Sarah, there was a lot of talk on jarita. Could we say that we all have different sorts? So there's no point in saying, well, I'm this kind of a person. Okay, maybe at this moment there's just the conditions for a certain type of character to arise, but in another circumstance, something completely different.
The point is that developing the understanding of jarita at that very moment, and then you know that everyone has all.
Following on a little more about the functions of right effort and the akusala that appears, and by understanding kusala develops. Often we read or friends refer to suttas such as the sutta about the mirror and the cleansing of the mirror or the purifying of gold. Is it to be understood in a similar way, that by understanding the akusala that is there, the mirror is cleaned or the gold is refined and the kusala can develop?
If there is no understanding of akusala, can kusala develop?
No, same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because people often understand these suttas and quote them in regard to discussions about luminous to show really it's pure gold there, if only it could be cleaned. But this is not the meaning. It's the understanding of the dirt or the impurities so that...
Where's the dirt?
Well, they would say it's on the surface, but we would say it's right the way through.
The citta.
The citta.
Yeah.
And a friend on our discussion list, Phil, said that he thought it was contradictory when he listened to the discussion about nimitta to say, on the one hand, know the characteristics of realities, but on the other hand, to say only nimitta can be known.
Mm-hmm. Without nimitta, can anyone know reality?
Okay. And last night it came up, Gutuchen said, we don't have to think of nimitta. Because I asked about characteristics when it is only nimitta. I had that question last night.
And we don't have to think about satipatthana?
No, not of nimitta. Yeah, and not of satipatthana even. It is thinking. So following on a little bit more from that, it's true, without nimitta it would be impossible to know realities. Can you elaborate a little more?
It's not like banyati without any reality at all.
Right.
When we talk about the nimitta
of reality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah. But we also say only nimitta can be known in order that the characteristics of realities can be known. So when we say in the beginning to people, we don't mention the word nimitta, we just say understand the characteristics of reality. It's just a general statement, but to be more precise, we say, well, actually, the nimitta have to be known
so
first.
Like now, what appears? Right now,
right
what
now.
Appears?
Yeah.
The
what?
Nimitta of
nimitta.
Reality.
Yeah, of reality.
Thinking of the dog. It's not
thinking
a
about concepts.
My answer would be people and things are what appears now. Is that nimitta? No, that's pure concept.
Pure concept. The dog. A person.
So there are many, many processes.
Levels.
No dog yet.
Levels and levels.
Realities and the nimitta of realities and the idea about that.
So that is actually the point, that there are levels, and in the beginning we're not concerned about levels, but to be precise, we can see their realities.
Ludwig, what do you think if we say that Nina is just nimitta?
No problem.
Not only Nina, everyone. Yeah?
Yes.
Everything.
I have to think about that. I can't reply straight away.
In reality, one lives in one's own dream.
Yes. Dream, dream, dream.
Dream.
I have difficulties with the word dream. I don't quite understand what that means, that one lives in one's own dream.
About what is seen, what is heard.
Yes.
It's experience.
Yes.
It may be just saying it's all through thinking that makes this, because it's when we're asleep,
yes.
There's people
well,
and events, and we know that
yes.
There's no seeing or hearing,
it,
and so
it is true.
So
yes.
It's just a way of saying it.
Yeah.
The world as we know it is a construct of thinking.
Yes.
And it's in contrast to the world of the Aryans.
Yes.
And that's what is real, the world according to the Aryans.
We often say we live in our dream world, or we live in a world of dreams. In the five doors sense, Viti, can we refer to dream or dream world at all, or only in the mind door?
How short is it?
Very, very, very short, yes.
And what is longer?
The dream world through
right.
The mind door.
Mm-hmm.
So at moments of seeing invisible object, there's no dream world, but it comes in
mm-hmm.
very...
When we think about it, yeah.
So can one say that in the five sense door consciousness, there's no nimitta at all? Also only in the mind door?
Yeah.
The sankhara nimitta of the five kamnas is each moment, is it not? Also
mind
through
or in
eyes,
between.
Mind or in between.
And through eyes, when there is seeing, there is also the nimitta of... seeing and the nimitta of visible object. Is
well,
that
it's not the direct experience of the arising and falling away.
Right.
It's
yeah.
Nimitta.
It's nimitta.
With mind or in between and bhavanga in between,
can
not knowing what's there. only memory about.
But when there is awareness of seeing a visible object, is also nimitta.
We don't mind at all as long as Panya begins to see the characteristic of nama, that which can experience. So short, so fast, but it brings more and more understanding about that which is different from rupa. Can that be the beginning, or can there be the direct experience of each one? Because there are moments without awareness in between, just a moment of very short awareness and then moment of no awareness in between, thinking about it.
I understood that there is the nimitta of all realities. Because it seems that it stays, but it doesn't stay, really. Mm-hmm. So the nimitta remains of seeing, the nimitta remains.
It's there, according to nothing arises and falls away.
But even at the third or fourth vipassana jnana, when you experience the arising and falling away, it's also the arising and falling away of nimitta.
How
also
clear it is. Because there are many levels of vipassana jnana too.
But when you realize, when Panya realizes,
even so, how clear it is.
The first principle, stage of insight, Mahavipassana Jnana.
We call it that way, but it depends on the clearness of Panya. Mm-hmm. We don't call it anything at the moment of experiencing it. No time to say, to think, to use any term.
But there are many stages of Vipassana Jnana.
Mm-hmm. All of them are not the moment of Lokuttara.
But until Lokuttara, is it nimitta which is the object?
Lokuttara Nibbana is
no,
not nimitta.
No, but before.
Before that is nimitta.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Because there are many meanings of nimitta. Even any conditioned reality is nimitta. Because it's opposite of Nibbana. It's not Nibbana, which doesn't have nimitta.
So when you say understand the characteristic of Dhamma, you see the nimitta or what?
Is it the moment of directly experience the arising and falling of reality? Or is it the understanding, which is the very clear comprehension or clear seeing reality as it is, as Nama and Rupa?
Before you mentioned that at third stage of insight and there is the direct understanding of the arising and falling away of reality, that moment it is the reality itself, not the nimitta.
Because there must be reality, and what is meant by nimitta is just very, very short moment after the appearing of
the
realities.
Yes.
So it's beyond thinking about it at all.
It's not thinking.
It's beyond thinking about it, because it has to be the direct experience. Like Nibbana, we can talk about Nibbana as no nimitta, see? So nimitta has different sense of meaning again. Mm.
And as you say, different levels or degrees that one's talking about. Mm. At the most refined level, the nimitta of the reality which is known, could one say it's like what we talked about before, the photocopy or the nabhatava?
When there's the understanding, no word for it at all, until it's one's own experience.
But you said after the experience of reality, nimitta is experienced, but that is not thinking, or is it?
One has to understand different level of thinking.
Yeah.
When it's not seeing, then it's thinking.
This idea of nimitta is a new one for me.
I found it very hard to understand.
Yeah, well, it's new information for me. And
it's good.
I don't know whether it's good.
I get confused also about thinking and not a reality, and a reality, and what is a nimitta.
Okay, then think
difficult
about anything at all. What is seen? Is it nimitta? Not nimitta, because it's not the moment which seeing and visible object arise and fall away.
But and even when it arises and falls away,
don't think further, only this.
Higher, Panya.
In order to understand what's meant by nimitta, see? Yeah, otherwise, one do not realize that one lives in the world of nimitta.
We have to understand that first. Mm-hmm. We go beyond, and that is too fast.
So even when there is understanding, knowing of arise and fall, is that still nimitta?
What do you have
image.
To call it when it's the direct experience? It's the moment of experiencing the arising or not the arising and falling away.
And if it's not the direct experience, then it's the
experience.
Nimitta.
It's the nimitta of reality, not just thinking, but it's the nimitta of a reality.
It's the nimitta of reality if...
Like this moment.
So it just means understanding has to grow deeper and deeper, more and more clear.
Understanding, clear comprehension, even just comprehension of understanding.